we're holding the Yud Beis Amud Aleph, the Mishnah at the bottom of the page. And yeah, here it is on the board. Yud Beis Amud Aleph, the Mishnah at the bottom of the page. Says the Mishnah, Ilan Shu Omid Betocha Tchum. Let's say you have a tree whose trunk of the tree is inside the tchum of the ir miklat, so it would be in a place that should protect the murderer, but the branches extend outside the tchum, like the picture I drew on the board before. Or, it's the reverse. The tree itself, the trunk of the tree itself, is outside of the tchum. But all the branches are inside the tchum. Says the Mishnah, Hakol Halech Achar Hanof. Everything follows the branches, meaning the entire tree is considered to be wherever the branches are. So if the tree is, the trunk of the tree is inside the tchum, the branches are outside the tchum, and you're hugging the trunk of the tree, you're holding on to the trunk of the tree, you are considered to be where? Outside the tchum. If the trunk of the tree is outside the tchum and the branches are inside the tchum and you're hugging the trunk of the tree, you are considered to be safe. You're inside the tchum, you are protected. Everything follows the branches. The whole tree is considered to be where the branches are. That's what the Mishnah says. Now the Gemara is going to have, through the course of the discussion, the Gemara is going to come up with three different possibilities of what the Mishnah means. But first it has to say, the Gemara has to establish why the Mishnah can't just mean what we just said it means. It sounds so simple. What we just said seems like the obvious shot in the Mishnah. Says the Gemara, Ureminhi. The problem is we have a contradiction to this Mishnah, because we have a Mishnah about Maaser Sheni that says as follows: Ilan Shu Omed Vinota Lechutz, O Omed Shu Omed Lufnim Vinota Lechutz, O Omed Bechutz Vinota Lufnim. What if you have a tree that's trunk is in Yerushalayim, but the branches are outside of Yerushalayim, or its trunk is outside of Yerushalayim and its branches are inside of Yerushalayim, and you have and you have fruits on you on that tree. Where are those fruits considered to be? Are they considered to be inside Yerushalayim, or are they considered to be outside Yerushalayim? If you're the author of our Mishnah, what would you say? It all depends on where the branches are. But well, look what it says. It says over here, "Mikineged achom of lifnim kilifnim." Any part of the tree that's inside the walls of the city of Yerushalayim is considered to be in Yerushalayim. Mikineged achom of lachutz kilachutz. Any part of the tree that is what? Outside of the walls of Yerushalayim is considered to be outside of Yerushalayim. Meaning, there is no rule of the whole tree is considered one place. That doesn't exist. You are where you are. If you're inside the wall, you're inside the wall. If you're outside the wall, you're outside the wall of the city. That's what we say by Maaser Sheni. If you want to know whether this fruit can be eaten, look where the fruit is. Is it inside the wall of Yerushalayim, or is it outside the wall of Yerushalayim? That is clearly against our Mishnah. So that is the contradiction. That is the contradiction. I'm not going to go, again, we're doing this in 20 minutes, you can ask questions after. That is the contradiction. The Mishnah said very clearly that everything goes based on, the whole tree is determined based on where the branches are, and now we have another Mishnah that says, no, it's based on where on the tree are you. If you're in the part that's inside the wall, you're inside the wall. If you're in the part that's outside the wall, you're outside the wall. Nothing special about the branches determining anything. That is the contradiction. So says the Gemara, Maisera Arim Miklat Karamis. You think you could ask a contradiction between a halacha of Maaser Sheni and a halacha of Ir Miklat? They're two totally different topics. You can't ask such a contradiction. Maiser Bechoma Tala Rachmana. Maaser Sheni all depends on being inside the walls of Yerushalayim. That's the whole halach of Maaser Sheni. If it's inside the walls of Yerushalayim, you're in Yerushalayim. If you're outside the walls of Yerushalayim, it's outside of Yerushalayim. That's the halach of Maaser Sheni, and that's how the Torah describes it. Are miklat bedira tala rachmana. Ir miklat is described by the Torah as a place to live. Where on a tree does a person live? Binofo mit darlei. A trunk of a tree is no place to live. The branches are the part of the tree that provides a suitable living space, whether it's the shade that it provides, or a tree house you'll build, or something. But the trunk of the tree is not a place of living, it is the branches of a tree that provide a place of living. So that's why our Mishnah, when it talks about following, when it talks about an Ir Miklat, says everything depends on the branches, not on the trunk. Whereas by Meiser Sheni, it just depends whether you're inside the wall of the city or not, and there's no special din of a tree. So that's approach number one to answer this contradiction. But says the Gemara, that's not satisfactory. Because Varami Meiser a Meiser, I can ask you a contradiction within the laws of Meiser Sheni itself. Ditanya, we have a Braisa, Birushalayim Halach Acharanov. When it comes to Yerushalayim, always follow, what's Hanov? The branches, which Birushalayim means, when it comes to the what law of Yerushalayim? Meiser Sheni, we follow the branches. We just said before that when it comes to Meiser Sheni, we look at, are you inside the wall or are you outside the wall? Now it says you follow the branches. And Bari Mikla Talach Acharnof, and by Yer Mikla we also follow the branches. Big fat question mark. How can you say that Meiser Sheni has a totally different din than Yer Mikla? Here you have Beferish that Meiser Sheni also follows the branches. Answers the Gemara. Amar Rav Kana, let's rework the whole Mishnah. Lo Kasha. Harab Yehuda v'harabanan. Really, our Mishnah that says that you follow the branches, there's no difference between Meiser Sheni and Ir Miklat. There's no difference. Our Mishnah that says you follow the branches assumes like the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds you follow the branches. And the Rabbanan hold you don't follow the branches. The Rabbanan are the ones that say you just look at where you are physically located. If you are physically inside the Tchum, you're inside. If you're physically outside the Tchum, you're outside. By Yerushalayim, if you're physically inside the wall, you're inside. If you're physically outside the wall, you're outside. It's simply a machlokes. The way to answer the contradiction between our Mishnah and the Mishnah about Meiser Sheni is that it's not a contradiction, it's a machlokes. Our Mishnah follows Rabbi Yehuda, the Mishnah Meiser Sheni follows the Rabbanan. Where do we find these two opinions of Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan? Titania and the following Braisa. Flip the page now, Yud Beis Amud Beis. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, B'ma'ara Holech Achar Pischa. Rabbi Yehuda says, if you want to determine the location of a cave, of an underground cave, look at the entrance way to the cave. If the entrance way to the cave, let's say, is in Yerushalayim, then the whole cave is considered to be in Yerushalayim. If the entrance way to the cave is outside Yerushalayim, the whole cave is outside Yerushalayim. But that's beside the point. We're not really focused on the cave. We're focused on the next line. B'ilan Holech Achar Nofo. Rabbi Yehuda says, if you want to know about the location of a tree, look at its branches. Good. Holech Achar Nofo. You look at its branches. So our Mishnah that says to look at the branches of a tree simply follows the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, who says he always look at the branches. Says, no, we're still not satisfied with this, because maybe when Rabbi Yehuda says to look at the branches, he only says that if that means that looking at the branches will be a chumrah, will be strict. So to be strict, you look at the branches. But we never heard that Rabbi Yehuda is ever willing to say that you could look at the branches and then be lenient. Like, for example, let's say looking at the branches and determining the whole location of the tree based on the branches would mean that now the Goel Adam is allowed to kill the Rotzeach. That's a big kula. That's a big leniency. That he's allowed to pull the trigger and kill the guy. Would Rabbi Yehuda say that? Meaning, let's say the branches are outside and the trunk of the tree is inside the Ir Miklat and the Rotzeach is hugging the trunk of the tree. Looking at the branches would mean that the Goel Adam could do what? Could kill the Rotzeach. Does Rabbi Yehuda say that also? That you could even go lekula? That you could even be lenient by looking at the branches? So it says the Gemara, Eimar deshamet le Rabbi Yehuda gabe meiser lechumra. When does Rabbi Yehuda say you look at the branches? That's when it comes to meiser, where it's a chumra to look at the branches. How is it a chumra? Well, it depends. If the trunk of the tree is outside Yerushalayim and the branches are inside Yerushalayim, so then looking at the branches would tell you that this whole tree is considered to be where? Looking at the branches would tell you. No, what did we just say? What's the case? Means what? The root is inside the branches. The root is outside. The branches are inside. Looking at the branches would tell you that the whole tree is inside Yerushalayim. Why is that a chumrah for Meiser Sheni to say that it's considered inside of Yerushalayim? Once your fruit is inside of Yerushalayim, what are you not allowed to do with it anymore? You're not allowed to take it out. You're not allowed to exchange it for money. So kiyechi debenofa lo matzi parik. So the chumra would be that just like where the branches are, you're not allowed to redeem it for money. Bi'karonami lo matzi parik. Also by the root of the tree, you're not allowed to redeem. By the trunk of the tree, you're not allowed to redeem it for money because we look at the branches. Ikarami b'fnim v'nofa mi b'chutz. What if the case were reversed? The trunk of the tree is in the Yerushalayim, the branches are outside of Yerushalayim. In this case, if you were to look at the branches, you would say the whole tree is considered outside of Yerushalayim. What are you not allowed to do if your fruits are considered to be outside of Yerushalayim? You're not allowed to eat them. So that's a chumra also. Just like you can't eat it wherever the branches are, below Padiyah, without redeeming it first. Where the trunk is, you're also not allowed to eat it without redeeming it first. But by an ear miklat, is it really always a chumra to say that you follow the branches? Not necessarily. Bishlama ikaro bachutz v'nofa b'fnim. What does that mean? Ikaro bachutz v'nofa b'fnim. The trunk is outside and the branches are inside. So I understand that looking at the branches would say that the whole tree is considered to be inside, and therefore the guy is hugging the trunk. Why is that a chumra? Because if you're the Gol Adam, you're now not allowed to kill him. That's a chumra. Ki hechi debenofa lo matzikatalei. Just like by the branches, you're not allowed to kill him. Bi karanami lo matzikatalei. When he's hugging the trunk, you also can't kill him. Ela ikaro bifnim venofa bechutz. What if it's the opposite? What if the trunk is inside of the Eir Miklat and the branches are outside of the Eir Miklat? What will looking at the branches tell you then? That wherever this guy is on the tree, you're allowed to kill him. That's a big kula. Would you say that just like if he were sitting on the branches which are outside of the Eir Miklat, you can kill him, so too if he's hugging the trunk that's inside the Eir Miklat, you can kill him? But he's in the Eir Miklat. We can't say such a big kula. It's one thing to say you follow the branches when that means you're just going to be extra strict. But to allow murder? To allow him to kill someone based on where the branches are? That we can't accept. There's no way Rabbi Yehuda would go that far. And therefore, our Mishnah can't possibly mean that when the branches of the tree are outside of the Eir Miklat, and the trunk is inside the Eir Miklat, and the guy is holding on to the trunk, that you're allowed to kill him. It can't mean that. It can't be that the branches are going to make it that you're now allowed to kill someone who's physically located where? In an Eir Miklat. Can't be. So says Gemara, two other possibilities of what our Mishnah might be saying. Number one, Amar Rava, bi'ikaro dukuli amlo pligi delo matikatu. You're right. If he's by the trunk of the tree and it's inside the Eir Miklat, the trunk is inside, you can't kill him. Everyone agrees that. Kai binofo v'yach lahargo b'chitzim b'tsraros dukuli amlo pligi de matikatu. If the guy is sitting on the branches of the tree, which are outside of the Eir Miklat, and you're able to shoot from here, from outside, and kill him, everyone would agree that's okay. He's outside the Eir Miklat. He's sitting in the branches outside the Eir Miklat. You can get him from here. Here's where they argue. What if you can kill? You can get to him, but the only way to get to him is by climbing up the trunk, which is inside the Eir Miklat, and then getting him from there, and then killing him from there. Are you allowed to do that? He is physically located outside the Eir Miklat, so he shouldn't be protected. But your only way to get to him, the Gol Adam's only way to get to him, is through the trunk of the tree which is inside the Eir Miklat. Are you allowed to do that? That's the machlokas. Keep ligi, where do they argue? B'mehavi ikaro darga lenofo. If the root of the tree is being used as a step, a darga means a step, to get to the branches. Mar savar havi ikaro darga lenofo. One opinion is that it's considered to be a step toward the branches. Umar savar lo havi ikaro darga lenofo. And the other one says not considered to be a step toward the branches. Rav Ashi Yom Rav Ashi says, no, you know what our Mishnah means when it says that you follow the branches? My achar hanof, af achar hanof. When it says that that we always follow the branches, it doesn't mean we always follow the branches. What it really means is that if either the branches or the root is in the Eir Miklat, you're not allowed to kill the guy. I mean, we're always going to be machmir. That if the root is in the Eir Miklat, for sure you're not allowed to kill him. But even if the branches are in the Eir Miklat, you're not allowed to kill him. Main point would be as follows. It's a long main point because it's a long Gemara. We just went Mishnah to Mishnah. The main point would be as follows. The Mishnah says that when it comes to an ir miklat, the location of the entire tree is determined by its branches. Three explanations of what that means. And I'll say it quickly, I'll go over it after the recording is over. A. Explanation number one. Even if the rotseach is on the roots, but the branches are outside, the goel adam is allowed to kill him. We reject that explanation, but that's the first understanding. That even if the rotseach is on the roots of the tree, but the branches are outside of the city, the goel adam is allowed to kill him. Because everything is considered to be outside. B. If the branches are outside, the goel hadam is not allowed to climb the roots that are inside to kill the rotzeach who's sitting on the branches. If the branches are outside and the rotzeach is on the branches, the goel hadam may not climb the roots that are inside in order to get to the rotzeach. And C, whether the branches are outside and the root is inside, or vice versa, the goel adam may not kill the rotzeach who's on that tree. When you have either or, the branches or the root, the goel adam, I'll repeat it after the recording. Let's just get next little piece, Mishnah to Mishnah. Oh, main point number two, the Rabbanon hold for an ir miklat and for Maiser Sheni, you just look at where you are, whether you're inside the border or outside the border. It doesn't matter about parts of a tree. Just look at where you are. Are you inside the Eir Miklat or outside the Eir Miklat? Are you inside the city of Yerushalayim or are you outside? The Rabbanan hold that we reject this whole idea of saying that one part of a tree determines where the whole tree is. You just look at where you physically are located. New Mishnah. Harag ba'usay ir. Let's say a guy is in an ir miklat. Now it gets easier. A guy is in an ir miklat because he killed someone, and then he kills someone else by accident. What does he do now? Golem ishchuna l'shchuna. He's got to go to a different neighborhood in the ir miklat. Uben Levi. What if a person lives in an ir miklat because he's a Levi? These are cities that belong to Levian, and he kills someone in an inside of an ir miklat. Golem ir li'ir. He has to go to a different ir miklat, not just a different neighborhood, but an entirely different ir miklat. Tan Rabban of the Brisa says, we darshan a pasuk as follows. V'samti l'cha makom v'gomer. We learn that means, v'samti l'cha b'chayecha. That Hashem was telling Moshe Rabbeinu, you should set aside certain ari miklat while you're still alive. Makom, a place, means mimakomcha. And those ari miklat should be cities that belong to Levim, just like you, Moshe Rabbeinu, are a Levi. Asher yanus shama, that they can run to, Bamidbar. You see that even in the desert, the Jewish people ran to an ir miklat when they killed by accident. Lehechan Maglin, where did they run to? There were no cities. Lemachna Levia, they ran to, what's Machna Levia? The camp of the Levian. Mikan Amru, and based on that we say, Ben Levi Shaharak, if a Ben Levi kills somebody in an ir miklat, Golami Pelech Lepelech, he has to go from one city to another. Vim gola lepolcho, but if he went to his own city, polcho kolto, that protects him also b'diavet. But really, he's supposed to run to a different city. Amar avacha b'reid ravika, mikro, what's the pasuk that tells us this, that his own city can protect him? Pasuk says, ki bi'ir miklato yashav, ir shekalatato kvar, that it's an ir that's already been protecting him, is allowed to continue to protect him. Main point number three, if someone in an ir miklat kills again, he goes to, what did we say? Someone in an ir miklat kills again? A different neighborhood. If a Levi kills in an ir miklat, he goes to a different ir miklat, a different city. We will stop there at the Mishnah. Now, if you